Last night I began my rewatch of Aeon Flux. I had forgotten a lot of it. Some of that may be due to the fact that I was high when I watched it the first time. It also probably has to do with the fact that it's been a while since I watched it. It's a very interesting show. It's more cohesive and I guess it follows more of a narrative than I thought. I remembered it being more sort of abstract and experimental, which it certainly is, both in the animation style and in the storytelling. I know I've covered this on the pod, but that episode is no longer available, as far as I know. It's interesting. It follows this main character of Aeon, but it also has a lot to do with Trevor Goodchild. It starts with him taking power, which I had forgotten. And it seems that, at least early on, it's sort of a female-centric show, and these first few episodes have like a different kind of female protagonist to them that's not Aeon, but that's somehow related to the story. And this character somehow knows Aeon or has some sort of relation with Aeon and is tied into the saga of Trevor Goodchild and Aeon Flux. I also began a newer show from 2021. It's part of Netflix's anime section. They have a lot of anime shows on there. And this one is called, I keep forgetting the name of it, something point, Godzilla something point, I can't remember. And haven't seen Godzilla yet, but I watched, I think, the first four episodes. I think I fell asleep in the fourth one. And it kind of deals with these kids fighting the Godzilla monsters, and there's this roboticist who assists. And I thought it was a fun show. I like that it does get a little sciencey in the dialogue. I like that it gets into that a bit. I think it's sort of future thinking, or it's future or forward facing, I guess, is maybe how I would describe it. I liked it. I found it enjoyable. I think one of the problems with these anime shows is that clearly they're made for, I think, young adult audiences primarily. So some of the voices are a little goofy and some of the humor is goofy and a bit corny. But they're also fun. They can be interesting. There is some good action. I like the visuals. One thing I liked about this show was that the animation sort of harkened back to old school anime, the way the characters are drawn, the faces. It has this sort of hand-drawn look, and anime, the style of anime has changed over the years. It continues to change, but this one reminded me of sort of older anime shows. I don't want to say the original anime, because I don't know what counts as the original anime, but I'm thinking even all the way back to like Gundam and 1980s Japanese animation. But this, the way the characters are drawn, it reminded me more of like, what is it called? I think it's called Fruit Basket. It's like this anime that I watched on Hulu. Sometimes I like watching anime that's not action based, that's more character-based, and it's about relationships and teenage love stories, things like this. Marmalade Boy is another one that's like this. I heard about that one from Ezra Koenig when he was on a podcast talking about anime. And just the way the characters are drawn, even sort of how they're presented, reminded me of that a little bit. But this is pretty much straight up science fiction. There, it definitely deals with interpersonal relationships and things like this, but it's science fiction. It's action. It's got the cool old school animation. And it has character work as well.
This has been a production of Reptilian.
Just a brief addendum. The show that I watched last night is called Godzilla Singular Point.